Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY and the Lucianne Lantz Show. This weekend, 10,000 students are graduating from the University of Michigan. It is spring commencement Saturday, May 3rd, 10 o'clock in the morning at Michigan Stadium. And Lucas Solomon is going to be one of the speakers there. He is a senior graduating. He hails from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Remarkable young man who has put together a nonprofit organization that we will be featuring on our Community Cares this weekend. How did you get selected to be a speaker at graduation?
Yeah, so I saw an email in my inbox, and it was like, tell your Michigan story at graduation. And I saw it, didn't really think anything of it, and then a friend came up to me and was like, I saw this email, and I think you'd be a good fit for this. So I was like, all right. I started thinking, and for some reason, an idea came to me, and I don't want to spoil it now. I'd say tune in on Saturday at 10 a.m., but an idea came to mind, and it just felt right, and I wrote it. And it was so natural and authentic to me, but it also kind of shares the story of the common student at the University of Michigan. So I think I think just being authentic, but also being able to resonate with students was a reason I was picked. I'd say maybe a little bit of luck, You submit like a voice recording, the written speech and your resume. And I think they enjoyed the voice recording that I gave in a very authentic way. So, yeah, it's exciting.
Well, congratulations to you. It certainly is. Lucas Solomon is the founder of Michigan Youth Sports Initiative, known as MySci. This is a nonprofit run by University of Michigan students, and their goal is to remove financial barriers for sports families throughout Washtenaw County. How did you come up with that idea?
Yeah, so it actually all started on campus in a classroom. My second semester, freshman year, I'm in a class, sociology, sport, and society. And one of the units was specifically on the pay-to-play gap that is keeping a lot of kids from sports. And I'm sitting in that classroom at the University of Michigan. We'd like to say one of the best public universities in the world. And I'm like, I probably wouldn't be sitting here today if it weren't for the experiences I had playing sports as a kid. And that's like T-ball, rec flag football, all the way up to travel hockey, competitive tennis, competitive golf that I played. And that realization made me understand that there's kids out there that didn't have or don't have that same opportunity.
So
It costs a lot. And frankly, I'm a kid from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Like, I understand the privilege that I've come from. And my parents were the one paying the cost. It wasn't me. So I never really understood what goes into sports. But to see those gaps in the statistics that are neglecting a lot of kids from playing sports really hit me, and I wanted to do something about it. I was feeling ambitious and started running with it with the idea.
You will hear more on that on our Community Cares, airing on our four Ann Arbor Cumulus stations throughout the weekend and next week on Tuesday and Thursday right around 9:40 in the morning here on the Lucianne Lantz Show on 1290 WLBY. But when we found out that Lucas also is going to be speaking at graduation, this is a huge weekend in Ann Arbor, and we're going to miss all you kids when you leave. Yeah. Where are you heading to from here?
Yeah, I'll be off in New York starting in September, working at Accenture, big consulting firm.
Wow.
Yeah, so very fun. In the summer, I'll be working as well, going to coach some tennis at a local country club back home just to make some money. But other than that, yeah, off to New York.
What are you going to be doing at Accenture?
Yeah, so my role is, it's very niche, but it's like a human capital type consulting. Accenture is a huge company, around like 800,000 employees, I think fourth largest in the world. So my focus is, where do we put our people? Why do we put them there? And then how do we put them in the best shoes to succeed and develop as an individual?
And certainly the skill set that you've received, not just your education at the yeah. University of Michigan, but through the nonprofit that you were able to form, very people-oriented.
Yes, very.
It goes hand-in-hand with it very well. Derek Jeter is the keynote speaker at graduation this weekend. Are you going to be leading into him?
Yeah, so it's crazy. I was going through my edits on my speech. They gave us a speech writer to assist in any feedback. And I saw a note at the end, like, and it was from the speechwriter. She goes, and you also get to introduce Derek Jeter. How exciting. And she wrote it like 4 days prior to me seeing it. And I see it and my eyes just go like wide open. I'm like, this is insane. It's like it was meant to be. And I think it's a very cool opportunity. And I would assume it's because my speech is very sport oriented. It's probably a good segue into his. But I get to introduce him. While connecting it and bridging my speech to him, which is a very cool opportunity, and probably will get to shake his hand, and then I'm sure he'll deliver some really cool words.
Oh,
for
I
all
love
us.
This. It's great. Yeah. Well, congratulations to you. I'm sure your parents are very proud. Who are they?
Yeah, my mom, Teresa, and my dad, Fred, are very proud. My mom Special shout out to her. So my dad went to State. My mom went to Michigan, which is kind of funny, but it's very special. I have two older sisters and a younger brother who's a freshman at Michigan, and my two older sisters also attended Michigan. So my mom and my dad have sent 4 out of 4 of their kids to the University of Michigan, which is very special.
Well, hats off to that Spartan dad, you know.
My dad swallowed his pride. He bit his tongue. He knows the education at Michigan is a little bit better. So we've been able to work it out, but it's a cool thing, and like to thank my parents for that.
We wish you much success in the future, and judging by what you've done already in your short time on this earth, you're going to be an incredible person, and we wish you well.
Thank you.
Thank you to Lucas Solomon, graduating from the University of Michigan this weekend and introducing the keynote speaker at graduation, Derek Jeter. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station. Go Blue.
Go Blue.
1290 WLBY.